Well, welcome, everybody. So glad you're joining me for this short devotion. You know, last week I shared with you about finding the silver linings in rather dark clouds. And God has continued to give me pretty exact instructions on a daily basis so that I keep finding them, what to do, what not to do. And those gold nuggets continue to show up. You know, I've realized in a fresh way that to dwell under the shelter of the Almighty is the only thing that brings true security and rest at a time like this. In addition, to dwell in Him, I mean, really settling down and making Him our heart's home, it enables us not only to dispel fear, but also clears the way to hear His voice. When we're able to shut out the other voices and hear His voice and obey Him, we move into a different atmosphere, one of expectation and one of joy. To read Psalm 91 again, just verse 1, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. You know, this week I had to make room in order to settle down in His shelter. My house was full of other things. What God asked of me, He may not ask of you. I had to take the news apps off my phone. I am not hiding my head in the sand. Please know that. Dave keeps me abreast of any important news. But I found that in order to hear the voice of God, I really needed to quiet down other voices. Psalm 1 says, "Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their example and advice, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down to rest in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law, his precepts and teaching, he habitually meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted and fed by streams of water, which yield its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers." And it comes to maturity. So I limited the external voices as I turned up the volume on God's. This week, the Word of God took on a new priority for me, as I'm sure it has for many of us. It has become my delight as I listen and read first thing in the morning. At night, I'm back at it before going to sleep. It seems really important to bookend my days like this, meditating on what He's saying to me personally, gaining hope and faith in His promises. What I've experienced is available to every one of us. As we turn to Him, we're going to hear His voice more clearly. This week, the Lord brought 2 Chronicles to mind a number of times. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "And my people, who are called by my name, they humble themselves and pray and seek, crave, requires a necessity, my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land." Now, I don't know if I'd call it wicked ways, but you know what? The Lord has a way of turning the light on even the small things. And God's doing some cleaning house in my life, and I've been convicted of things I didn't really pay attention to before. Small things. You know, that quick critical thought that kept coming in about someone else, or how much I want my own way, or how I let fear in through the back door. And I could go on and on, but won't. I believe that's happening all over our nation because believers are in a new position of intercession. We're to humble ourselves and turn from anything that displeases the Father. Then the scripture promises that He's going to hear us when we pray and not only forgive us, as He always does, but He's going to heal our land. You know, as I camped out in Psalm 91 last week, I've spent considerable time this week in Psalm 34. Psalm 34, 7 through 15, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He rescues each of them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord our God is good. How blessed, fortunate, prospered, and favored by God is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, reverently fear the Lord, you His saints. For those who fear Him, there is no want. The young lions lack food and grow hungry. But they who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Come, you children, and listen to me. I will teach you to fear the Lord, who is a man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, those with moral courage and spiritual integrity, and his ears are open to their cry. You know, as we worship, we study and pray, God encamps around us. He rescues us from fear and from lack. God's asking us to taste of his goodness, watching what he will do on our behalf. When he speaks and we obey, even in the smallest things, those golden nuggets will begin to pile up. This week has been amazing for me. There's been repentance and a new discipline to my days, but there's also been some fruit I wasn't expecting. God's had me make some phone calls I really would have never made on my own. I've prayed with people I didn't really think were all that open to prayer and serve in ways I haven't done for some time. My heart's full of what he's doing, and he's able to make these things happen in my life and my little circle. He will do it in yours as well. We simply need to trust and obey. Wasn't that a song from Sunday school days? And it's still so true today. To be happy in Jesus, we must trust and obey. Well, praise God. I hope this blessed you. Looking forward to meeting with you next week.